little tuft still had a faint, wild feline smell. Wow, essence of bobcat. Well, I wandered all over that mountain that day, and as I was heading back down, I see this set of tracks going across the trail. I looked, and they had little fingers on them. Look, a coon, huh? Well, I hadn't followed a coon in quite a while, and sure enough, it was heading for a creek. That made sense. You know, coons love to work along the creeks, turn over rocks, find crawfish and salamanders and minnows. So I started following those tracks, and they went right to the creek. But then there'd been no disturbance in the creek at all. The track just went right across and went up the other side of the mountain, and there was a vine hanging down there right beside the tracks. And on that vine, I see a bite mark. I looked at that bite mark, and it was a cut, like as if a knife had hit it. That was no coon that would leave teeth marks like that. This had to be a rodent with sharp cutting teeth. I looked at that track again, and I could count only 4 toes on the front paws. A coon has 5, a groundhog has 4. This was a groundhog. What was a groundhog doing out wallowing around in the snow? Well, I was going to find out. It hadn't eaten the bark off that vine, just went, sort of bit it as it walked by. And so I followed along, and it went on around the mountain, and it came to a hole, a groundhog hole. And there was a bunch of footprints all around the entrance. I could see where it went in, and I could see from its muddy footprints where it came out, tracking mud from the inside of that hole across the snow. You could see those tracks heading around the mountain again. Well, I got right on his trail again, and I followed. Found another hole. The tracks went into another hole, finally came back out. I could see the muddy footprints in the snow again. It went into another hole, and I kept following. And another hole. It went in and out of 7 different holes by the time I got tired of following this groundhog. Well, I couldn't figure it out. I never saw any sign where it ate anything. Well, I went back and was talking to some of my neighbors. And I said, now, what was that groundhog doing out this time of year? And my old buddy Theron says, son, don't you know what he was doing? This was a mating season. That was an old boar groundhog. See, buddy, he's out hunting him a mate. Well, he wasn't looking for anything to eat. He was looking for love in all the right places. And, of course, I couldn't tell what went on inside each of those dens because the tracks don't tell you everything.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Crosley Bendix, cultural reviewer and director of Stylistic Premonitions for the Universal Media Network, with today's Arts Review.
Signs so big they're never out of view. Sounds surround. Box talk, box talk. 100,000 characters on newsprint. Tears fall silently in a dark theater. These are a few lines from the forthcoming album by Negative Land, but they suggest much more than that. As awareness of how the media environment we occupy affects and directs our inner life grows, some resist. The possibility of adding pimples to the retouched photo of the face on the cover of America are only now being seen as artistic territory. The cultural jammer works his secret in public. The skillfully reworked billboard with new lettering painted in the same style that the original has, turning strategic corporate elements back on themselves in a manner which is itself invisible, directs the public viewer to a consideration of the original corporate strategy in the context of a thoughtful reaction. The studio for the cultural jammer is the world at large. His tools are paid for by others. In art with real risk. You people still painting out there, all you crazy stone cutters, would you go to jail for your art? Well, The punishment for Jammer Ark will probably more often take the form of fines and lawsuits. So, an anonymous ark. A piece is not finished until the artist doesn't get identified. The arena, however, guarantees personal satisfaction for the artist, unlike the small, closed circle of fine art theorists at which traditional art forms aim themselves. So, keep your ears up and your eyes open. A jammer could appear on your TV, or a radio show like this one, or in your favorite newspaper or fan magazine, even in your art gallery. You can spot jam art easily. It always supersedes found content as it rearranges it, causing you to reflect on the nature of what you're actually encountering. Good morning.
You've been listening to cultural reviewer and social critic Crosley Bendix.
दस्तूर क्या कीजे दिल कह रहा है उसे मुसलसल कर भी आओ वो जो रुकी सी राह बाकी है वो जो रुकी सी चाह जो रुकी सी चाह बाकी है वो जो रुकी सी चाह बाकी है
Thank you. a song and a vine. You're harsh and divine, like flutes and a lyre. But the tail end's not here, I've nothing to fear. For my love is yellow, forgiving and whole. And the bright emptiness in a room full of heads is a cruel mistress. Oh, I feel this unrest, deadness of hollowness. For I have nowhere to go and I'm cold. And I feel so lonely.
Falling for me, don't tell me you was on your mind. They thought I had the time to be a little undercover thing. But see, I can't deal with that. So you better just split with that. Come at me real quick, play these silly games. How can you love me and then just leave me? Because you see somebody looking and you think they disagree. Well, they don't feed you, so why you care, boo? Cause the reason you ever had is right here with you.
I can't say no to mama, cause she wouldn't pay a father. She thought about that before.
You should've thought about it.